Hey guys, it's Kristen, and I think you should subscribe to our Connect Pal page, which is this awesome new page that we have that offers awesome extras like full-length podcasts you've never heard before, tip videos, advice from me, crazy cool things. It's $3.99, and all you have to do is go to connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast and hit subscribe and make our lives awesome.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women Podcast, we have another episode of Help a Brother Out with PJ, who is in studio with us. I love when we have people from Los Angeles because I can look at them eye to eye, and that makes a huge difference getting to see the whole package of who they are and what's going on. We talk about dating in a new city and how to find your own social circle, your confidence, your comfort level. It's really good. And we have Roberto, who is back with us after a very, 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 very long time. And we are going to help them out. So keep listening. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Ask Women Podcast. It is Marnie, not Kristen. Kristen's a little bit late. She actually is on a callback for a commercial, which is pretty cool. Hopefully she gets it and you could see her chewing gum in a commercial on your television. I don't know. I have no idea what the commercial is even for. But she may wander in here in a little bit. She had said she'd be in shortly. So in the meantime, I'm going to sit here and talk to PJ, who is in studio with us for an episode of Help a Brother Out. Hey, PJ.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Good eye contact. You know who you look like?
Who's that?
Okay. Did you watch The Cosby Show?
Oh, no.
What? Theo's friend?
The cockroach?
No, it wasn't his friend. It was, did he date Vanessa or something? I don't know. There's some guy, you look like him. You have that face. Do you know who I'm talking, why, who do people say?
I've heard so many different people.
You sound like him too.
Oh, gosh.
Are you him?
I mean, it is
LA.
I hope not.
He could be. Why? Would it be bad if that was like your former life and now you're something else?
I don't know. I'm hoping to come back as something a little better, but, you know.
I got you. You aim high. I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. Have to.
Yeah. Well, we heard a little intro of you at the beginning of the show, or do you want to play it now? We're going to play it now because we're going to play intros because it's all about you and what's going on.
Hi, my name is Peruco. I'm an East Coast transplant, new to the Los Angeles area. And I know I'm supposed to include what the problem is, but that's a little bit of a loaded question because you know, I mean, I came out here, know no one, no network, no friends, nothing. So it's fairly difficult to meet people, and it's difficult to go into, you know, bars and lounges solo because I've never done it. So I don't know what's going on there. I initially tried the whole online thing, but that didn't work out. It actually crushed my ego because I went from East Coast hero to West Coast zero. So that's a little snapshot of what's going on, but I appreciate anything you can do for me and any help. Look forward to meeting you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I like it. Short and sweet. Okay. So you're new to Los Angeles. You were like the king elsewhere.
Well, let's not say the king.
I mean, you were the prince.
Yeah. I've never had to put in much effort into dating. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've just been lucky or if... Maybe
well, Los
on
Angeles
East Coast.
Is a harder town.
Yeah, and city. I didn't expect that.
But you know what also is difficult? Coming to a new place and not really having your bearings. I'm guessing that
absolutely.
On the East Coast, you had a solid foundation.
You have a network.
Much more
I had
of
a network.
So when my au pair came to live in Los Angeles, obviously, I'm going to be the first person to push her to get out there and be social and get a life because I didn't really want her hanging out on my couch. That was really the honest truth. So there were selfish reasons behind it. But I, you know, she was 23 years old. I wanted her to go out and interact with other people and meet
right.
other people. So we developed a whole plan of attack so that she had something to do every single night. And granted, she's a very, very cute girl. She's Latino. She's like gorgeous. So it's easier for her.
Right.
But the effort and the research of things to do can be applied to you as well. So I don't know how often you're interacting with other people, how much of an effort you're putting into making a social group, but that foundation is essential.
Yeah, I probably, to be quite honest, haven't put in as much effort as I should have.
Yeah, and it's difficult as you get past the age
yeah.
of school.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. extremely difficult.
Because it's not naturally there for you.
No, not at all. And then when you move across country, to me, the culture is very different out west than it is back east.
In what way?
In just interpersonal interaction, to me, has been very different.
Oh, me too. I'm from Toronto.
Oh, okay. Okay. East Coast is a lot more, if you're in someone's personal space, there's going to be interaction. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then you're just focused on your hustle. You're doing what you have to do. You know, here, people smile, and I think to myself, is she smiling because she thinks I'm cute, or is she smiling just because everybody's happy in L.A.?
You know, I mean, so either way is a good reason, right?
Well,
either she's happy, which means engage her, and she'll be happy she's talking to you, or she's happy because she thinks you're cute. That sounds like a win-win.
Well, there's a fine line mm-hmm. to me, because if someone smiles at me because she thinks I'm cute, I'm in.
Okay.
If she's just smiling because she's happy, and you walk up to her and say hello, you know, let me introduce myself, all that good stuff, I'm on my way somewhere. Why are you stopping me?
Okay. Is that really what happens, or that's what you're assuming?
I've never experienced. That's an assumption.
Oh, so this
that's
isn't a dream world that you're talking about, right? So what if you just assumed she was smiling at you because she's a friendly person who may think you're cute? Let's combine the two of them. Because what did you do on the East Coast? Like you said, you had no problems when you were on the East Coast. So what's the difference?
Well, I think, and it could just be a state of mind, but I think on the East Coast, I just thought that, forgive my language, I just thought that I was the shit. So I would go out and I would see people, or they would see me, and they would approach me, they would speak to me, or maybe it was the group that I was in. We always got approached because we were having fun and whatnot.
Okay, so
maybe that was just a safety for me. But
no, it was.
You know, I never.
No matter
really...
what, it's a confidence builder, and it's based on experience. And you're in a good space, and you're comfortable. So of course, that's going to happen.
Right.
So I think for you, the first thing to focus on is creating that safe space for yourself.
And that's hard when you have no connection to the place where you are. You know, I've never been through something like this.
Okay.
So I don't even know where to start.
How do we create a connection to where you are? Explain your connection to the East Coast. You grew up there,
parents
from childhood, family's there. Okay. Yeah. So how could you create a connection to Los Angeles? Or Idaho? Or Charlotte? Or Maine? This is for anybody who's out there who is in a similar situation. People could be like 5 years in. For me, I will say it took a while to get comfortable with Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit more challenging, and I don't know if I was the most proactive person at first, but once I did become proactive, then it became very easy. And it is easier as a girl, but I will say it's not easy to find friends. It's easy to find guys who want to date you. And then afterwards, you find the friends. But for guys, I mean, how old are you?
43.
Whoa. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I thought you were like 29.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Nice.
Okay, so you're 43. So, you know, as we do get older, people have their families and they have like other obligations. But the wonderful thing about Los Angeles is that everybody is really young out here.
Yes.
Even when they're 50. And they don't have families, and they don't have obligations. So there's a huge chunk of that population that does not have all those things going on. So we just got to find you places to meet, interact with people, and you be okay with starting that foundation again at 43 instead of being 7.
Sounds like such a tall task.
It is a tall task, but it's what you want.
It's what I want, but it's – I have no idea where to even begin.
Okay.
You know,
what
like
you,
I said.
What do you like doing? What do you have interest in?
Wow, that's a good question.
Do you like sports?
Love sports. Soccer, football,
there's tons
everything.
Of single sports leagues that exist. There's tons of beach volleyball games that go on the beach where you can just walk by and you can join in.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You've seen them, so you know they exist.
Yes.
You can actually just go up and say, like, oh, are you playing? That's like a friendly. The thing is, you're not a creeper. You're not hideous. You're kind of cute. Like, you have a nice smile.
Thank you.
You have nice eyes. You make eye contact.
Thank you.
I don't think it would be difficult for you to join a group, especially if then you, like, show them your abilities and they're like, yeah, this guy's got to come back next week. So I'm just saying that I think all these, it's not going to happen. That's just, it's just a shield you're putting up.
Mm-hmm.
I get the shield. It's a hard place. Anytime you move to a new city, it's hard because you're on your own. But you don't have to be on your own. But there's so many wonderful things that are happening. Like if you go down to, I used to live on the west side in Los Angeles. There are so many things to get involved in. If you go into any coffee shop on the west side, like any independent coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
and just look on the boards there, there's like every Friday they have like a, what is it called? like a bike. What is it? Wait, Trisha, do you know what I'm talking about? The like bike things that they have all around the city where you're on a bike, you go at night. There's like 300 people who go. People have boom boxes, and then they end up at a location at the end, and they all hang out with each other, and they've all been in this bike experience together. So it's like I don't know how active you are, but it's a cool experience. They have not bobsledding, but they have all these things. So if you go on, I don't even know the websites anymore, but there's tons of like websites that are out there, like Timeout and all these places that tell you all the cool things going on. And then once you're there, you find out about more cool things that are going on. Because my guess is that you know how to talk to people once they're like, hey, come talk to us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so so if you had the excuse of we're in this bike ride together, or we're doing this together, or we're at this bar hop together, then there's a reason for you to talk to each other. And then I feel like you'd be wonderful, and you have a good smile too. So I feel like you won't have a problem talking to people,
right?
Especially women. And then you can find out about other cool things that are going on. This in New York are like the cities for cool shit to happen.
See, I disagree with that. Really? New York, I totally agree with.
Oh my God, this is what I thought too. There's so much cool shit that happens here all the time. I did not believe it either, but there's so much. When I did meet my husband, he showed me about all this cool shit. And we have a really close friend named Scotty P, who I used to call the mayor of Venice. Like, who he knew everybody and knew everything that was going on. There was always something like really different and fun to do. A scavenger hunt downtown, an art crawl. Like, it's the summertime right now, so there's so many things. There's music at the pier, which is awesome. There's music at the LACMA, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's music in the marina where they have a classical like, there's all these things to go to.
So, yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still the doing everything solo aspect of it that is daunting for me.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling Trisha, you know, I go out. And, like, I went to the Ace the other night. Really nice. But I went solo.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That wouldn't be a place I would go by myself unless I was, like, a really hot girl.
And see, and that's just it. Like, I don't know those spots here. Like, I don't know.
I just told you 7 spots.
Those are activities. You didn't give
me spots. I just
told
you 7 activities. I'm not saying spots. Spots are different. Activities are interactive. Like, think about The Bachelor. Right? Do you watch that show?
Mm-hmm. No,
like,
even
if you don't, but still, like, they go on group activities. They don't go to group spots and just sit there. They have active things that they're doing, so it helps them connect faster, drop your guard a little bit more, and you're doing something so you can actually, like, have something to talk about and experience.
Right.
So there's a million activities. That's a better word for it. Activities that are going on or events. I wouldn't, unless you are the most social person in the entire world, I wouldn't go to spots.
Yeah.
Spots are really nerve-wracking because you're there by yourself and you're like, there's a group over there and I want to approach them. And I'm not, like, and most often, unless, I don't know, you're not going to be welcomed. You won't.
Agreed.
You can be, but it's not like the most bang for your buck, and it's going to eat away at your confidence level. Do you have any friends out here or any like casual acquaintances that you've made?
Yeah, but most of them are associated with work, and most of them are, you know, married with kids and really can't do
so
but
most
so
of them
much.
Are there some of them that are not?
Women.
So go out with them. Oh, I'm going out this weekend. I'm going to a bobsled in Santa Monica when it's 95 degrees outside. Come.
So the problem with going out with women.
Yeah.
Is sometimes they might associate you with a date or a boyfriend or what have you. So there's not an opportunity to actually go beyond that woman that you're with at the time. Am I saying that right? Does that make sense?
I don't know, because it doesn't make sense.
So the friends that I've met here, the female friends that I've met here,
mm-hmm.
are all people that I've dated.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out. So either there's still a pull.
For you or for them?
I think for them.
Okay.
Or there's just no relationship at all.
Okay.
And I don't want to put myself in a situation where I ask someone to go out and their thought is that it's something other than just
but
going out.
Don't let that happen. Just be transparent. Just be like, I know things don't work out with us, but I think you're cool. There's this cool event. Do you and a couple of friends want to go? I'm going here. I want to go with a group. I think it'd be awesome. And I'm still new here. I'd love to go.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah. you have a lot of blocks. Let's maybe try thinking more positively about things that could happen instead of all the reasons why something can't happen. Listen, my husband's the same way. He is a producer, mm-hmm. so his job is to think about all the negatives that can come his way first.
Right.
If that's not helpful in your personal life. Because no, you can always picture all the negatives that can happen. So like let's maybe stop and just picture all the positives that could happen and the positive way to do it. Because my guess is after you leave here, just judging on your responses and your body language is that you're not going to do any of this.
Nice.
That's my assessment because you don't believe it. So I don't know how to make you believe it, but can you try it?
Yeah, I'll absolutely try it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll absolutely try it.
Okay.
I think it's easier said than done.
Based on situations,
but I'll definitely give it a try.
But it's funny. Once you start doing these things, mm-hmm. it becomes addictive. So, for example, so Kristen, who still is not here, stupid bitch, she is recently single, and she was nervous about going on Tinder. And honestly, you've listened to the show. She used to bash everything about dating and relationships, whatever it is. But now that she's actually like in it, she's like fully in it and loving it and having the best time, where she's going out on tons of dates. She's like making out with people. She's having a blast. But you've heard her speak. She fights everything to the bone. So if somebody like Kristen can suddenly have a turnaround, and I grant she's a girl, I get that, it's easier. But if she can do that, you can do it. And it may not be like a fast start, but the lucky thing for right now is that it is the summertime and there's so many amazing things going on in Los Angeles. You could even go to the movies at the cemetery. Have you ever done that?
No, I've heard about it. I've never done
it. Oh, it's awesome. It's really cool. I think that started already. What are the other fun cemeteries? Where do you live?
Downtown.
Oh my God, you live downtown? There's so many cool things that are happening down there. There's the Art Walk, which is happening.
Yes, I've been on the Art Walk.
What is it on?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, in 3 weeks, there's another one as well on a Thursday night. Like, that's a great place to meet people. I will say, I always met people when I was doing those. Because you have something to talk about. You're at an activity, an event. There's like, it's just, I'm not even really into art, but still, there were so many people to interact with. And it doesn't matter who you're friends with there, because nobody can tell if you're there with your friends or not. And you could go by yourself, or you could go with other people, or say to your coworkers who are married, like, let's just go out for a night. I really want to socialize. There's something cool. You know, bring your wife with. Or let's go out by ourselves and just like go have a fun night downtown. But there's so many great things downtown. I want to do is Google right now about all these things. Like, what cool things do you know about that are happening in the city?
The Art Walk, things like that. The trucks when they all come down if you like food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday night in Santa Monica, there are the trucks nights.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Sunday market everywhere. In Los Angeles, there's a market every single day. Yeah, those are a little bit more difficult because, again, people are sort of like solo walking around buying bananas and stuff. So it's not really like that conducive for dating. But there's like, oh my God, there's so many fun things. I'm trying to think what I did when
just log on to Time Out and it tells you everything that's going on in the city. Google it. What's going on downtown? You'll find a lot of stuff.
But
there's
what are, like,
always
the hipster
something
websites?
Every
like,
night.
There's like other things that are more like The Onion has a lot of cool things too that are listed. Are you into theater at all?
Not so much.
Okay. You're from. What else are you into? There's so many sports leagues.
And you're definitely not doing the dating apps like Bumble.
What's Bumble? I've never even heard of Bumble.
Have to get on Bumble.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is where quality women go to, I will tell you. It's like Tinder. Do you use Tinder?
No.
Okay. Well, it's like Tinder, and Tinder is an app where you swipe people who are in your surrounding
area. I've heard of Tinder.
Okay, so I was like, I don't know if I should explain it. But Bumble is when the woman is in charge, because a lot of women get bombarded by a lot of men,
right.
So the women get to choose first who they want, and then I think the women can have to initiate contact first, right?
Yes, the woman has to initiate contact.
Yeah.
So there, you know, if she contacts you, she's definitely
interested. She's smiling at you because she likes you.
Yeah, I will try that.
Yeah. Even... like, some people, when they just, like, this is what my au pair did when she first got to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. She just dated at first. So she got, this girl was 23. She was being picked up in, like, the fanciest cars every single night. Like, different rich dudes who were picking her up and taking her to new cool places in Los Angeles. And she's like, after 3 weeks, she'd seen everything. She'd been to every, like, hot restaurant and hot club. And
how did she do it?
She wore a tight outfit. And she started eating the way that I ate. she before was like all she would eat was carbs and crazy stuff. She lives with me. I eat paleo. She dropped like 15 pounds in the first week, became super hot, and suddenly like was on all these.
Did she find a boyfriend or is she still single?
No, she is. She's actually married now.
Wow.
So, yeah. So she definitely found a boyfriend. But in the first, like, I would even say the first couple of months, she was dating all the time. And, like, my husband and I would look outside and just see, like, that's, like, the Audi. What's the one with the doors that swing up? Like, that's, like,
go
pulling
out that
up for,
new one.
Like, what the fuck? And then, like a Rolls Royce came once. We're like, what? Where are you going? And then, you know, then she found a boyfriend. But then she found a group of girlfriends as well through some of the guys that she had dated. She had met really good girls. So even if you want to, just for right now, to get yourself out and about, just start dating and just bring these people to these fun, cool activities, because that could be a great way to get somebody to go to these fun places and potentially meet other people. Because I will say, when I first got here and I used online dating, I went on a date with this one guy who I did not feel any chemistry with, but I didn't know a lot of people and I wanted to go to this comedy show where there was this one comedian who I had a huge crush on, who actually, Jay Larson, who's been on our show before and is like actually my husband's best friend, but that was before I met my husband. And I called that guy back up and said, do you want to go to a comedy show? Because he was somebody that I knew, and I knew he liked me. And I was like, but I want to go out and see. So that's, you know, not, I did a horrible thing where I used somebody and then I ended up asking Jay Larson out that night secretly as I was out with him. But I did that, and I think that that's totally fine to do when you want to start seeing the city. If you need to have a partner in crime with you to feel more comfortable, start finding them. That might be an easier way to do all of that stuff.
I will do that.
Okay, good. I like it. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back after this.
Thanks for listening to Playboy Radio. You want to hear more? Catch us on TuneIn.com/Playboy. We promise you won't be disappointed.
Want advice and step-by-step instructions on how to get the girl sent right into your mailbox every single day? Then sign up for your free Wing Girl Method newsletter at winggirlmethod.com/advice. When you sign up, you'll also get a free copy of my best-selling book, 10 Devastating Mistakes Men Make with Women and How to Avoid Them. Go to winggirlmethod.com/advice and sign up now.
Hey, this is Justin Willman, comedian and magician.
It's your girl, Carly Rae, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the movie Top 5.
Hey, this is Dr. Buck Parker from NBC's The Island. You're listening to Playboy Radio.
Playboy Radio.
PlayboyRadio.com.
The only station to listen to.
Thanks for listening to PlayboyRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, so we are back with PJ. He's having a struggle that a lot of people have when they come to Los Angeles, and a lot of people have when they go to new places as an adult. In no way am I trying to downplay how challenging it is. So please don't feel that that's what I'm doing, because I know it's a huge hit to the ego. It's nerve-wracking. It's scary. It can be very rejecting. It can be big blows to the confidence. But just like anything else that's wonderful, when it works, it can be like an amazing, amazing thing. So before we sort of let you go, the advice and homework that I want to give to you is just like go get a Time Out magazine and just pick 5 events that are happening in the next couple of weeks, and then get on Bumble or get on Tinder and get some girls to go with you and just go and interact with people. Because once you get there, I have full confidence that you can talk to people. And when you're at an event, as opposed to like sitting at, what was I just going to say, for the restaurant downtown? Damn it, I totally forgot now. I'm so uncool. but like, instead of sitting at the Ace Hotel, it's very different. Like going there and sitting with a friend, because you don't really interact with people. You can, but it's not as easy. But when you're at an event, it's a lot easier to sort of move around and talk to people and like just see what's going on and interact and like boost your confidence a little bit more and have a fun experience at the same time. Right. So my exercise to you is, you know, 5 to 10 events even over the next couple of weeks, and then pick a couple to go to. And then go.
Will do. I promise. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I like that. Okay. Thanks, PJ.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you, P, for being on the show. You were a great help a brother out. We will definitely be doing follow-up with you to see what exactly happens, because I'm curious. But coming up on the second half of the show, we actually have a surprise. We're doing a second episode of Help a Brother Out, which is a follow-up episode to our first Help a Brother out episode with Roberto, who totally ghosted on us. And we have Kristen in the studio and a couple of surprise guests who will be joining us and who are totally clueless about who the hell Roberto is and what's going on with him. But we will be back after this.
Now it's time for Can a Bunny Make a Funny?
What is the difference between a dog and a fox? Four beers, baby. I bet you guys have seen that one at the bar, I'm sure.
And that was Can a Bunny Make a Funny? On PlayboyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to PlayboyRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the second half of the show. So we're going to get into listening to Roberto and follow up with him and see how he's doing. But we also have Roberto. Some guests that have been... Did I say Roberto again?
Yes, Roberto. Oh,
Roberto! I'm too American for this. So it's Roberto crap. Yeah, so we're
Roberto.
Roberto. We're going to have also currently in studio with us, we have Tanya Bershevsky.
Damn it. That's why I avoided it before.
Bershadsky. Whatevs.
And then I know Chris Thompson's last name, but he's an easy one. I didn't want to, you know, flake on her.
And we also have Chris Thompson from SupDaily on YouTube, who has some awesome videos you guys can check out for advice in the dating world. But let's chit-chat with Roberto. With Roberto. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why you do this. We should make a documentary on all your mistakes that you make. Interesting. Roberto, hello. How are you?
Good. You?
Oh, sounds more confident this time.
He does.
Good intro so far. Okay. We're doing well. We have Chris with us and we have Tanya with us in studio. So you've got four people to now listen to you and advise you instead of just me.
So you can be even more embarrassed than you were before.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I want to hear some follow up from the first time that we spoke and just what's been going on, how things have been going. Are your friends still pushing and helping you to approach and get over your approach anxiety?
Right. Actually, so I should give you a quick update. So I was doing those challenges that you gave me, and it got to a point where I was doing the first couple, if you remember properly, going up to people saying hello. But eventually it got to a point where I started to shut down again.
Okay. Why?
So everything. Why? I still can't figure out why. Just after days and days of doing it, they were getting a little more difficult.
Okay.
But... like go up to a girl and say hi, go up to a girl and ask her questions, things like that. But it just started to get more difficult. So I don't know. I was actually at a point where, why don't I just go ask this girl up and say, or sorry, go up to a girl and say, hi, I like you. I just wanted to say hi. That would have been easier than just going up to them and saying hello. I'm just saying hello because I'm a cool guy. Because I guess it's because I'm stating my intention, right?
Okay.
So it got a little bit difficult. It got to a point where I just totally shut down. And a friend of mine just recommended, you know what? What if you just stop everything for a month and just work on yourself? So
I think we said that. Not your
you?
Friend. Yeah, I think so. But anyway, but I think it's great that you're hearing it from other people as well. Because I think we had said if it gets to be too much for you and too overwhelming, or I wrote that back to you just saying, like, you got to take a break. Like, if this is something that's overwhelming you, it's just not the right
time.
Yeah,
it's supposed to help and not hurt.
Yeah.
So
did
if it's
you guys
a,
catch us up? Because
oh yes,
confused.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have two people that have no idea what's happening. Yeah. In the
right.
Lab,
so
so.
Roberto, why don't you catch them up and just tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, what? Well, why originally you called in and where you are
now? Okay. Well, originally I called in because I had problems with working on that. So I noticed that I would get through periods where I start working on it, getting better, and then all of a sudden I would shut down. Like, unable to do it. And I still think maybe it has to do a lot with rejection. I think I can take it, but once it starts to pile up, I get to a point where I can't take it. So that was my major problem last month. And we were doing challenges kind of to try to get over that. So since then...
What was the challenge?
The exercises were going up, was it 10 people a day and saying?
Yeah, just like drilling back your intentions so that you don't put too much pressure on the outcome. So that instead of just like approaching a girl and thinking, I'm going to approach, I'm going to ask you, we're going to go on a date, we're going to have sex, blah, blah. It's just drilling things back and like just simply having the intention of, I'm just going to go approach her and say hi and see if she's cool. And that was the first intention. And anything after that was like a bonus for him. Yeah. This is the first step to getting over approach anxiety.
Roberto, where are you talking to these girls? Like when you walk up to them.
I was doing it at the mall and on the street.
I guess my immediate reaction to that is like, well, I mean, in general, when you approach women, women tend to be immediately on the defense because mm-hmm. they don't know right. you. They don't know what you're trying to do to them. So a guy just like walking up to them in public is it, I feel like that is just rarely going to have a good. That's just my immediate reaction. It's rarely going to have a good. I have your problem, Roberto. I am horrendous. At approaching women. It's so nerve-wracking. I don't
it's
like
it. It's terrible.
I feel horrible.
So bad for you, for guys. I really do. I think, you know, girls have a lot of shit that goes wrong for us and that we have to worry about. But the whole guy thing, having to approach women and kind of taking the leadership is so sad because it's like we are so hard on them to begin with and then we're making them give us a chance to be hard on them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't know why that girl's rejecting you. It might have nothing to do with you. She doesn't even know if you're a good guy, and she's already being mean to you. I was like, why is a stranger being mean to me? So something I did because I am horrible at approaching women is I don't make it about me interacting with them. I make it at least my intention isn't like I'm interested in you. It's get into a situation where you can both comment on something. So you make it about that thing. And you're sharing that experience versus you trying to talk to that person. I know this sounds ridiculous.
It's not. No, perfect.
No. This happened to me yesterday. I met a really pretty girl playing.
I thought we met today.
Oh.
Another.
I always do that.
I didn't say the prettiest so girl.
Good. You're good. Yeah. I like it.
I met a really pretty girl playing Pokemon Go.
Oh,
why is
God.
Pokemon so big recently?
Okay.
Get out.
Everywhere.
No,
go.
I won't.
You're not allowed here.
I've never played Pokemon ever. But the thing is, I'm enjoying it. I've met so many cool people. I've had really interesting discussions with people. Because the initial thing was, hey, are you playing Pokemon Go? Then the ice is already broken. You're not talking about – and replace Pokemon Go with, I don't know, a concert you're at or something like that. Or something happens. Comment on that versus
mall,
coming directly
at
them.
I fucking hate the Gap.
Yeah, don't do it at the mall. People go to the mall to shop. Yeah. But like, find if there's if you have an activity you're into, do that activity because it takes the pressure off and you already have something in common with that person, an experience, and make it about that. And that is disarming for women. Women don't feel like they have to be on the defense because, oh, he's talking about that. He's not coming directly at me. Mm-hmm. So they're not questioning your intention because you're not even going directly at them. You're just commenting on something that's around.
Or if you have to be at the mall, maybe ask a woman's opinion on something.
The mall. I don't understand.
I mean,
the point.
Where do you? I mean, it depends where he lives. Maybe there's nothing else. I don't know.
Well, there's people around you all the time. Lift your head up and start looking. Yeah. If not, get out of your house and start doing things, and then people will be around you. You don't need to go to a mall unless that's what you want to do. If you are going to the mall, then lift your head up and start talking to people about why you're at the mall or what you're looking
for. Yeah, or just ask
advice. Looking for a great V-neck that shows off my chest.
Ask a girl's advice on the thing you're trying on or want to try on.
Yeah, that's kind of where I ended up going with it. I ended up asking, you know, I'm here. Can I get your advice on something? Hey, I like that purse, something like that. I'm looking for a gift for my sister, things like that, right? So something to start a conversation with other than, hey, I'm just here to talk to women, right? So that ended up, like I said, it worked for me a little while, but I've just cut out the multi altogether, to tell you the truth.
Good.
I just started, like I said, I started focusing on myself, things that I want to do, things I want to get better at. And it's funny you bring that up. There was one thing I found that I started something new. I tried yoga.
Oh, good.
And that is like, for girls, it's like there's hundreds of them there.
Yeah, they're bending over.
It was almost like cheating for a while. I didn't even have to say anything. I just show up to a few classes. They kind of get comfortable, say hello, and they come start talking to me. So that was kind of cheating, I guess. But
No,
that's not cheating.
That is not cheating.
Perfect.
That's doing a really
You're
smart thing.
You're involved in your life, enjoying it on your own. And then people are coming to you.
And you're going to benefit from yoga regardless if you talk to girls or not. So
yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Flexibility is
When I started, I figured, like, what's the worst that could happen? The worst that happens is nothing happens with girls and I get a lot healthier, right?
Right.
And you're showing that, like, because a lot of guys don't do yoga because they think it's a thing that only girls do. So you're showing that you're not afraid. Your masculinity is still intact even though you do yoga. And that puts you in a different category. Like me,
totally. You
know where I meet the hottest girls? Gay bars. Because there's one, less competition, and two, they see that I'm comfortable being around gay people, and that's attractive to them because I'm not.
And
like,
there's one of you. There's one of her, and there's one of you.
Right. So they start off like, I want to hang out with my gay friends. Like, oh, I wish a boy would pay attention to me. And then like,
there is a boy.
Like, there I am.
That's great.
You know, so it's like doing something that is not stereotypically looked at as masculine already puts you in a more evolved category to a lot of women, at least in my experience.
I would say, I'll say yes to that, but I need to know the reason you're at the gay bar.
Right.
Because I'm always going to question if you're gay.
That's fine.
I will.
You can question. I get questioned. Yeah. That's like my life is being questioned.
I mean, I've never walked in the door.
I've never been intimate with someone and then like, you might be gay. So until that happens, I'm probably not going
to
worry
about
it.
I want any guy that I'm seeing to be a smidgen gay. Like the guy I'm seeing.
Like the good gay.
Because he knows like what a chambray shirt is. Like
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. What the hell are you talking
about? It looks like a jean shirt, but it's like a looser fabric.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But that's what's great about having a guy who's a smidgen gay. Yeah.
No, but I like the things that you're saying. Like go to places where how did you phrase it? You phrase it really well.
Go to a place that's not like you're going to a place that has been dubbed by society as a feminine thing. Women do yoga. But we're kind of past. I mean,
you just say you're there with your gay friend and you're just hanging out and
just say that. Like, there has to be.
We're
that
past.
Thing.
I think we're starting to move past like the knuckle dragger part of everyone wants this like hyper masculine dude that like embrace your feminine. One of the reasons I know as much as I do about relationships is because I was raised by mostly women. It was me and dad and like seven women. And I learned how to embrace, and until I was 20.
Your poor dad.
No. Oh, yeah. No, we lose, but we lose together when I go home. But like, until I was 20, girls didn't want me. So I sat in on girl talk sessions and I learned a lot. And then I became conventionally attractive and I had all of that knowledge and I was able to embrace my feminine side while still being masculine. And I feel like that's pretty ideal. So
no,
you going to a yoga
you.
Class, one, you're going to get in shape, and two, you're in a bigger pool of women, and three, you're showing that you're evolved, which is attractive.
So let me ask you a question. So now that you are doing that, do you find that approaching in other places is easier for you, or are you still relying on only that pool of women who come up and approach you?
No, I think that it's helped.
Good.
I can't really explain it. There were other things I was doing to work on myself, but just altogether combined yoga, just getting out, kind of exploring my own, you know, my own hobbies. I don't know how to explain it. Like, let's say I go out on a Friday night to a bar with friends. Just, I feel more confident.
Good.
And it's helped with the approaching.
That's awesome.
Well, that's where you have to be. And that's what, I think we talked about this the first time. Like, anytime when you're going out to pick up women, that's the worst time to pick up women in my when that is your central focus of what you want to do. Like
you lose so many other aspects of your personality when you're focused on something like that.
All of a sudden,
you're not your environment. Yeah.
And women can sense it.
Yeah.
If you're on the hunt, they're like, okay, like what is this person doing?
Yeah, this is a game.
If you go out just to have a good time, people want to be around that.
And totally.
Women are
absolutely.
Part of people.
I love that you're discovering that for yourself. And I like that you're getting healthier. Yeah. The biggest thing that I say all the time is you have to turn yourself on before you can ever turn a woman on. So the fact that you're turning yourself on your own, you're enjoying your life, you're figuring out what you like, what you want, that helps breed confidence. And that is what you're now projecting to women. Because I believe, and I'm guessing, you probably see more value in yourself, that you have other things and something to offer now. Whereas before, you may have put women on pedestals thinking that because they're pretty, not they're better than you, but there's something that they have that you want. And that puts them on a higher level than you are, which is not true.
You're right. No, it does, and I think one of the exercises that I've heard in your other podcast is just putting 10 qualities in your back pocket about yourself.
Right.
I've heard that as well. Definitely helps.
Good. I'm glad. What are they? Pull it out of your back pocket. What are they?
I have them on my phone actually. But
good. Let's see.
Let me bring it up here.
Because this is like one of the most challenging things for a lot of the people that I work with. It's coming up with 10 awesome things about themselves. They can tell me everything horrible about them, every negative trait they have. But when it comes to saying what's like wonderful about them, and every single person has more than 10 wonderful things about them, they have the biggest difficulty, either because it doesn't come to their brain or because they feel like they're being arrogant if they share those attributes.
And some people lead with the thing that they think is the coolest but is outside of themselves.
Yeah.
So like say your qualities about who you are. And then they can discover that you do yoga, and that's just like that's a pushes them over. Like, oh, he's got all this, and he does yoga.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. So let's hear your list.
I'm looking at my list now. Some of the qualities just kind of turned into like hobbies.
Okay.
Things that are different. So some of the things I do is like I like going motorcycle riding. Right?
That's adventurous.
Sorry?
That you can be considered adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Risk taker.
when I started this whole thing, there was one trip I went on.
Potentially dead man.
I went on a ride with some friends, and we went to this little coffee shop in the middle of nowhere. And there
That's
was this
fun.
Pretty girl behind the counter serving the coffee. So literally we went in, grabbed a coffee. I thought to myself, I should approach her. She turned around, went right in, and she happened to be cleaning off some tables, and I started talking to her. Again, it's just one of the things that I was just doing, and
no,
I just
love
got
it.
More confident about myself.
I love it.
Let's see some of the other things on the list. I'm never content with my situation. I'm always looking for ways to get better, whether it be in dating relationships, whether it be at work, whether it be with health.
Okay.
I think I'm a very clean person.
That's very important.
I like to do some extreme activities, like I've been skydiving, things like that. Because I am a manager too, from what I get back from my managerial results, you know how they have staff do these results,
yeah.
Questionnaires. Apparently, they really find me as a good motivator and a positive thinker.
That's amazing.
So, and positive thinking is something that no matter what you're doing in life, I think that as long as you're thinking positively, you've got like a 99% chance of achieving your goals.
And let her discover all those things, mm-hmm. though. That's the best way. Like for me, like I do all these. I do a lot of cool things because I do YouTube stuff for a living. And then people find out that I'm a singer, and like that is like, it's just like another.
You're on YouTube and you sing.
Right. So it's like
it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I mean, better and better.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of like, but I didn't tell them I sing.
Right, they discovered it on their own.
In conversation, it came up. I didn't offer that information.
Right.
So
you were bragging about it.
And that is always like...
So I shouldn't open with that I have a show on Playboy?
No.
I mean, maybe you should.
Well, that's going to send a guy's brain into a different direction. Because Playboy is just like...
That's the direction she wants to go in right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, if that's
sure.
what you want,
no,
lead with
kidding.
It. But yeah, let them discover that about you. And that is always the most impressive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one likes
I love all these things that you have going on. I love that list of, I don't even know if it was 10 things. I'm not sure if you finished your list. But I think they're fantastic, and I'm so happy for you that it just clicked for you. What is it now that we can help you with? Or do you think like, okay, I got it down. Like all it was this approach stuff. As soon as that approach stuff goes out the window, I'm fully confident to do everything else. Or is there something that we can help you with?
No. There's
you say, so no, there's stuff.
One thing is... Like I said, I've been to this position before where I'm approaching regularly.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just crash. Like something happens, I get nervous one day, and then I try to brush it off one day. Don't worry about it. And the next day, it just gets worse. So I'm worried that might happen again.
Okay. I mean, that's being human. That's okay. You know, I think you have to understand that that's going to happen. From my experience just living in Los Angeles and trying to pursue whatever the crap I'm pursuing, you do get beaten down. And there's so many days you can, I know for me, I kind of have a routine where I can go like 2 or 3 weeks with kind of getting beaten and beaten and beaten. And then I crash one day, but then the next day I restart and I restart all over again and I get beaten and beaten and beaten again, but
but it's okay.
It's okay. And so you have to have those days. If you don't have those days, you're not human. You're not feeling.
What makes you crash? Like, what is it that makes you crash?
I think it's just a lot of rejection over and over to a point where it gets to where I crash.
Yeah. So take a break. Like, you just need to take a break, regroup, and
do exactly what you did. Say to yourself, okay, 3 days in a row, I don't want to focus on this anymore. Instead, I'm going to go focus on myself, find some confidence in some other areas, and kick ass at certain things. Go do a couple of yoga classes for the next 4 days in a row. Do other things to get you confident. Maybe try and get an evaluation done at your office so that you have some positive feedback from other people, and continue to give yourself that positive feedback. So give yourself a week break or however long you want to give yourself, and then get back into it because you'll be in a more confident place. It's just recognizing it, and you're already recognizing that cycle. I'll tell you the same thing happens for me and for every single person. Like, you get into a state where you're doing the same thing over and over again, and like, you're maybe not as enthused about it, or you're not as excited to do it, and you don't get the same responses back from people. So you can continue to do it and continue beating yourself up and going into a negative hole, or you can say, you know what, let's switch things up a little bit. This path isn't working for me. It's getting too repetitive. I got to switch things up, trigger your primal brain a little bit so that you're not in auto mode. Gain confidence doing new things or going back to other things that you haven't been doing for a while, and then you'll be back on that positive
path. And remember, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what people forget. It's not supposed to be pressure. Like, you're supposed to enjoy going and meeting new people. Screw intention. Just go out and meet some new people, and don't put so much pressure on yourself. Like, enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Yeah,
I have a question about.
I think I lost that at one point. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
you
this
would.
All started because he wants to be dating a woman, right? Or just, yeah. I mean, how did, like, so I understand. I don't have to approach men, which is nice, but I also.
I mean, you do, but
you
I
should.
Mean, but that's a different.
You know, like I have a hard time talking to strangers.
She's not friendly.
I'm not friendly. So the whole online dating thing was initially sort of a blessing because I don't have to go talk to strangers or,
right.
you know, I don't have to flirt if I, you know, if I'm uncomfortable. It's just it's known. You're online. You both want to date. You think the other you both think you're cute. It's clear. So have you tried that or? I mean, maybe you guys talked about it already.
About what?
About, like, his online dating. That sort of, at least for me.
Right, how it makes it easier.
To be honest, it gets into the same cycle. It's going to be the same thing for Roberto. It's going to be great. I have, like, great experiences, and then I'm going to get free rejections. And so everything we're saying applies in the online world.
But I know what Tanya is saying, which it makes it slightly easier. You're not on the street and being vulnerable. You're on your couch in your own space from your phone. It is easier to approach. You will experience rejections. Even the wonderful Kristen has experienced rejections.
I have. I don't believe it.
I do think it's a good place to practice your technique of maybe having bantery conversations because it's easier. You can take your time. You can think about what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can kind of create
and at least that. Everybody's there for the same reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay. they're all there
for the same reason.
Meaning
the difference is if someone's walking down the street,
you don't know if they're married.
Their
intention is
not
to
be spoken to.
I understand.
But if you're online, your
intention
is to be spoken
to. They're open to it if you're the right person saying the right thing.
Yeah. So Roberto, have you asked anyone out or have you gone on any dates? Have you kind of gotten to that step?
I've been on a few dates. The only thing is they haven't lasted past the first date.
Okay, so what's happening on the dates?
I think they turn out, I get the feeling midway through the date that they're turning more into like a friend date instead of like a boyfriend-girlfriend type date.
Okay.
Boyfriend-girlfriend type dates. You don't want that date on the first date.
But,
yeah, the romanticism, the romantic side's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you have these dates?
At the mall?
Coffee shop.
Yeah, don't do that. Do an activity.
Yeah.
That's something that I have adopted because I will do
love
a date.
The activity thing. I just want to get drunk.
Well, I mean,
who are you?
No, I'm a new pathetic loser.
For me, I'm going to go do an activity that I know I'm going to have fun doing because if you suck, I'm still going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And the focus again, I think it's about taking the focus off of the dating and more on just experiencing something with someone. You have a better bond with anyone you go through and experience.
I mean, it works on The Bachelor. In 3 weeks, they're ready to get married.
But yeah, like go. I don't know. Go mini golf and go play pool. But go
Roberto,
do something.
I have a feeling though on these dates that you're not escalating and you're not bringing the confidence that you're trying to build to the date. I think you get the date and you show up and then all of a sudden you become very nice and kind of complacent,
polite.
Yeah, I know that happened at the beginning. It did.
Yeah. So right from the beginning, you have to have an aura of
set the tone.
Setting the tone. You have to be. Maybe lean in a little bit more or look at her a little bit more intensely.
Don't be afraid to put your sexuality out there. I'm not saying to like start humping her leg, you know, in the middle of the restaurant.
That doesn't work, by the
right.
way.
Right. I mean, for some people it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
but I'm guessing you're covering up any of those
feelings.
Intentions and feelings.
I think
you're on a date.
He's overthinking it, I think.
Yeah.
Just go out and hang out and then whatever happens, happens. But don't think there's like a process that you have to follow for success. Just be you because if you get into a relationship, you're going to have to be that person the whole relationship. So show them exactly who you are versus like any
Yeah, but you also
techniques.
Want them to get into the relationship with you. So you want to show them all at once who you are.
If I have to trick someone into getting into a
no,
relationship
it's not
with
tricking.
Me.
It's not
it's
tricking.
It's deceptive to me.
It's
What's
not
deceptive?
Tricking.
But you're picturing different things than what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Like I don't know what you're picturing somebody being
showing
on the
a good
date.
Side of yourself is not a bad. Of course, you don't want to be Cruella De Vil like in your real life, and then show that you're like
she's kind of hot.
This sweet.
I was watching that the other day, and she is kind of hot.
I would.
I mean, she's got a good body, or a little dress, but anyways, that's a separate story. That's a separate episode to talk about. Like,
I think
showing
a little bit of a mysterious side is intriguing. It's a way to get someone interested without tricking them because they're not so dumb that they would think, there's a mystery person.
I would say there's a better way to think about that. So instead of like making an effort to show your mysterious side, I would say just potentially hold on to information that is yours, and you can slowly reveal information to somebody who you have decided, okay, I would like to invest.
They're
in
this worthy
person,
of that.
And they should hear that, you know, I like to eat pickles in my underwear in the kitchen.
With mustard.
Do you do that?
Sans the underwear thing. I'm usually fully dressed. But
oh, I want to do that. I think I'm going to do that when I go home.
Pickles, and I love mustard, and I love chips together, but like usually.
You like salty.
I love salty and vinegary things.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all of those things.
But I do it in a way where it's not attractive. Sure. It's like I'm shoveling it in the fastest way possible.
Yeah, no, it's not for anyone else. It's for you.
Yeah, it's for you. It's for your own pleasure. Roberto does yoga. You do pickles and mustard. Mm-hmm. I love it. But I think overall what we're all trying to say is just have fun and enjoy and don't hold yourself back from anything that you want to do. Don't be afraid to touch somebody if you want to touch them. Don't be afraid to speak in a slower tone and have really good eye contact. Don't be afraid to make a sexual innuendo-ish
Roberto,
joke.
Are you buying the coffee? If you're on a coffee date, are you purchasing it for them?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I do. If you get into the online world and Tinder, I have no problems with like drinks and coffee. I mean, there's better ideas of things that you could do that are kind of fun.
Right, but I'm wondering in the scenario.
It depends how big of a connection you've built up beforehand and like whether you have certain I don't know. But I like the idea of doing more active, interesting activities. So I talked about this on the show before, and I have a blog on my website about, I think Groupon is the coolest idea or the coolest place to get cool ideas for dates.
It is a great idea.
Plus, get it at a discounted rate. Like, there were so many fun, cool ideas that were like $12 to go to.
But to me, I think doing a group activity kind of falls into the same category as going to a movie on the first date because you don't really get a chance to chit-chat and talk.
It doesn't have to be a group activity. No. There were things for plane rides. For like $110.
No, but I'm just saying when you're doing, for me personally, I like to go
Groupon.
Out.
She said Groupon.
Right.
Groupon. Not group.
Not group.
No, I'm just saying. I meant group activity. I don't really mean group.
Right.
But I mean just doing something that's more active because for me, I like to really get to know somebody and that's going to happen sitting down face to face and chit chatting. Yeah.
And I won't do anything other than a drink on a first date because if I need to get the hell out of there in an hour.
You want to.
Yeah. And if you're stuck going for a 3-hour hike.
I think a second great date is an activity.
Yeah.
That's just in my opinion.
Yeah.
If you're feeling the vibe and you guys had good conversation, do something fun.
Yeah, I don't really have strict rules about that because I think that you can make anything interesting and exciting. I was like my husband, one of the first dates that he invited me, which we didn't do. We ended up watching Entourage at his house instead because I'm a slut.
Entourage and chill.
What did we do? He invited me to go to the farmer's market on Sunday and like walk around. Yeah, which I thought was really cute. Mm-hmm. Plus, I hadn't been to the farmer's market yet in our area, so that was kind of cool. But I had plans already. So I said no, but I don't have money and I don't have HBO and I really want to watch Entourage, so can I come over and watch it? I offered up as an exchange. So Roberto, I want you to continue email coaching with me because I definitely want to work on this. I call it stating intentions, but I have a really great article for you. It's three steps. What the hell is it called? I totally forget what the article is called, but it's...
While Marnie's looking that up, I'm just going to confess.
It's how to go from friend to lover in three easy steps. It's like so Cosmo title-ish, but that's just to catch people's eyes. But there's actually like really good actionable information on how to do things. Step by step. And then you have to tweak it for yourself for what works to you. But it really talks about how about certain actions that are not working for you and that most men tend to do and end up in the friend zone. And this helps you combat each of those things so that you don't end up in the friend zone and you do get that second and third date if you choose to want it. What were you going to say?
Sounds good.
Well, I was just going to say I was calling you Roberto rather than Roberto, and so I don't usually go for the flamboyant route. So I want to go back to Roberto. So just for the record, I'm not a Roberto type.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
she's being fancy.
I've been
today.
Reading too many romance novels.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad that we got two episodes of Help a Brother Out this week because I think that it's really helpful for a lot of people. People are really liking these episodes. They're liking the follow up with the people. If you are listening and you want to be a brother that we help out, please. Write into us at ask@askwomenpodcast.com. Send us a quick video, a little bit of an explanation as to why we should pick you. Tell us where you're from, your age. We prefer Los Angeles, but we don't mind people calling in. Most of the people call in to us. being in the studio is even better. Yeah. But yeah, just give us like a little bit of who you are, what you're about, and whether or
pictures.
Not you're a dud who won't be able to have a conversation on radio.
To a stud.
Right, exactly.
Stud to stud.
But yeah, anybody who wants to apply, please apply and write to ask@askwinpodcast.com. This is the end of our show, but thanks, guys, for listening. Again, we have Tanya and we have Chris on our show. Again, tell people how to find you.
Sure. You can go to my website, castinginfluence.com.
Okay.
Or Twitter, Tanya AB, for some stupid, stupid reason.
Own it. This is your business.
No. My Twitter.
Okay.
Tanya B with an A in the middle. I don't know why. I don't have a middle name.
So Tanya A.
TanyaAB.
Okay.
I don't know.
Chris. I have a lot of relationship stuff that will probably help you, yeah. Roberto. My YouTube channel is called Sup Daily, S-U-P Daily. And there's an actual playlist of just relationship type videos. And I cover a lot of stuff that we covered today. So.
That's awesome. And Kristen?
You can go to www.ihatemyself.com. Find all my information there. Really? I'm just kidding. Follow me on Twitter at Kristen Carney.
Perfect. And keep listening to our show. You guys are awesome. Without you, we couldn't continue to do this show. And we probably shouldn't do it anyway. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. This is an amazing show. Please, if you want to be helped out, right into ask at askwomenpodcast.com. We love doing these episodes. Roberto, thank you for calling in. And to pee in the beginning half of the show, we are definitely going to have you back on the show to do some follow-up. And we'll see you guys next week.